There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome back to Red Men News. This is our second news story of the day. Of course, a half an hour after we finished the first show, Karius announced that he cancelled his contract with Besiktas. That's what we're here to talk about. Jack Gill joined me this afternoon. Jack, thanks very much for jumping in on this. There's quite a few things to get through. For those who aren't up to date, it's only happened in the past 10 minutes or so. Karius obviously watched the first news show and decided to do this. But he put a post on his Instagram account. He says, "Hi, everyone. Today, I terminated my contract with Besiktas. It's a shame it comes to an end like this. But you know, you should know I've tried everything to solve this situation without any problems. I was very patient for months telling people the board over and over again. Same things happened already last year. Unfortunately, they haven't tried to solve the situational problem and even refused my suggestion to help by taking a pay cut. It's important to me. You know, I really enjoy playing for this club a lot. So Besiktas can be proud having such passionate fans behind them, always giving amazing support. You always supported me in good and bad times, and I will always remember you in the best way. Also, want to thank to all my teammates, coaching staff, including all the people working with the club. You'll be with me in open arms, wide open from day one. Thank you so much, champions Besiktas." I think the first thought from this, Jack, is I thought, oh Christ, but it's not really a surprise, is it? Because like he says in the post, it's been going on for months. I think he wasn't getting paid, and there was, you know, whether Liverpool pay the rest of his wages for him. I think they were going to try and sort that out for him. I think he's just had enough. You know, he's been able to kind of say, listen, enough is enough. To which case, for a man who gets a lot of stick, and we all know why, from that perspective, I do feel sorry for him.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, we've been talking about this for a few months now, and I think everyone expected it to happen at some point. But, you know, I think everyone knows my feelings on Karius, and everyone has similar feelings after Kiev. And it's obviously tough to believe he's back when we thought we'd got rid of him. But, you know, as you say, at the end of the day, he's not been paid, and he's not been treated right by Besiktas, and he was still technically our player. So it's now our job to do so and look after him and, you know, push him into the right path of wherever he decides to go next, or whoever wants him now.
It's going to be a bit weird seeing him on all the Zoom calls over the next couple of weeks, isn't it? It's going to be a bit mad. Get all your thoughts and comments in, because we're going to have a bit of a discussion between me, Jack, and yourselves who are listening or watching at home, or read some of them out towards the end. The other thing, of course, Jack, is, and I know you don't, you're not a fan of him. I'm not after, you know, as you said, you know, Kiev and whatever else happened. He's made some mistakes at Besiktas as well. I think a lot of fans aren't good with him there. There's the stuff of, if he comes back, what does it mean for the fans? They might not. It's different now because there might not be fans at games. So, you know, my case was, as soon as he's on that bench or he gets brought into the team, there's going to be people going, get him away from there. It affects fans mentally. It might do the same with his teammates because we've been so good. But it's all changed slightly now for two reasons. One is, we don't know what's going on with the transfer window, whether that'll happen. And as is James Pearce's tweet, which I'll read out in a second, basically says Liverpool knew this was going to happen, so they've been trying to find a different club. But also, can clubs go out and afford to spend at this point? You know, it might be a situation where he's stuck. And the other aspect is, you know, Adrian's made a few mistakes, and I'm not in support of this at all. But, you know, he's a contention there for, you know, Klopp's very, very humane, isn't he? And, you know, giving people other chances and stuff like that. So, you know, it's not out the realms of possibility. And that's not me suggesting that this will happen, that, you know, something could happen given all the circumstances.
Yeah, for me, I'm on the stance that everybody makes mistakes, and you know what happened to Karius in Kiev probably damaged himself mentally as much as it damaged all of us. But you know, I think at the end of the day, we've outgrown Karius just like we outgrew Simon Mignolet, and you know, I think for him to come back now, it's not really the right time, and you know, I, as I say, I think we've outgrown the man, and we're better than him now. I know Adrian's had a few of his fair share of mistakes as well, but you know, I think all round he's also had better moments in his short career at Liverpool than Karius ever had, and I know in that same season as Kiev, obviously Karius had some brilliant moments. He had the most clean sheets in the Champions League that season. He made some brilliant saves for us in the league as well in the run-up to that final. But, you know, I think there's many Liverpool fans like me that just can't forgive him for what happened in Kiev. And, you know, it's going to be very hard if we ever have to watch that man play in a Liverpool shirt or play even feature on the bench again for us to, you know. I think every time he gets on the ball or every time the ball goes near him, you just panic straight away, which is absolute opposite of what you get with Adrian Alisson and what Adrian. I think, as I say, Adrian has given better moments already than Karius ever did. So I think that speaks for itself, really.
No, it's a very good point that you make. Thank you for all your comments so far, Keaton, coming in. We're going to read some of these out now. One of these, Jack says, Liam Lawrence says, the only good thing for him if he does play again is the no fans when games do come back might help him to ease with no fans with no pressure. I suppose that's a fair point, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And not as much pressure, but I think it will still always be in the back of his mind. I've always said, I think Karius was very much a confidence keeper. He plays well when he's feeling confident. And, you know, I don't think he'll ever be confident enough to pull on the shirt again. I think, as I said, I think it hurt him as much that night as it did us. And I think it hurt Klopp and the rest of the team as well. And that's why we swiftly got rid of him. But as I say, I think we've outgrown him. We spent the money we did on Alisson because we needed a goalkeeper like Alisson. And now we've got one. And as I say, Adrian came in and straight away, when Alisson got injured, he filled the void. He then won us the Super Cup. And yes, there's been a couple of mistakes afterwards, but I think already those moments that Adrian's provided us puts him a lot higher up than Karius ever has been for us Liverpool supporters.
Yeah, Wayne Taylor Vickery. Hi, Wayne. He said it's been reported Wolves are interested in signing Karius to sell him. I think you mentioned that just before we started recording, Jack. But again, it's interesting because we don't know what's going on with the transfer window. Wolves seems a bit strange to me because they've got Rui Patricio, who's already a very good goalkeeper. Will Karius want to be a backup in that sense? Or, and it'd be interesting if you support another club and you're in the comments and watching the video, how would you feel if your club was going after Karius? Because I'm pretty sure I'd be in the same mindset as we are as Liverpool fans, are going, don't fancy that. I'm sure there'd be Besiktas fans that didn't want him because I feel sorry for him because, you know, he's not nice to see. But, you know, you said a couple of times, though, his career has been tarred by that, hasn't it? And I wouldn't blame other fans for going, I don't want him anywhere near our club for the same reasons.
That's the thing. Besiktas was almost the perfect place for him over in Turkey, wasn't it? Because, obviously, the whole world was watching that game, everyone, and everyone saw what happened. And I think the man's become a bit of a laughingstock since then and a bit of a meme. You know, I think for me, I think obviously Wolves makes a tiny bit of sense because obviously their backup keeper, I believe, is John Ruddy, who's aging now. So maybe they're looking for someone new as simply a backup. But, you know, it would be very weird to see him at another Premier League club after what happened. But as I say, it may be that he can turn his career around. He is very much a confidence keeper. He can play well when he's confident. But one mistake and he completely falls apart, as we saw in Kiev. So, you know, I doubt he'd ever play for a Premier League club. But I suppose we're going to have to wait and see, aren't we?
Yeah, Mike Knight says, as a man, I feel bad for him, but as a fan, I cannot trust him between the posts. I think that sums it up pretty perfectly there. Tom 0567 says he should go on loan to a Championship club where he can be the best keeper and gain his confidence back. Maybe that's right, Jack. You know, somewhere under the radar, whether he's happy doing that or not. But, you know, and again, it comes back to what money people are going to spend, how the coronavirus has affected clubs in lower leagues of what they can spend. Or maybe it's a loan deal. Liverpool just pays wages just to kind of getting away from Liverpool. Or maybe there's a case, Jack, where I think someone commented on this. Oh, Harry Williams says, if Adrian does leave, Karius would be a good backup. And he goes on to say, under Alisson, he could become great. Maybe, you know, working with someone as good as Alisson You don't seem sold on that idea, Jack.
I just can't forgive him.
It's fair.
It's difficult because when we first signed Karius, I was kind of excited. You know, this German keeper, he's meant to be one of the next best things. You know, people saying that he was a successor for Neuer when Neuer retires in the German squad and stuff like that. And, you know, there was an element of, we might have ourselves a keeper on our hands here. But, you know, after everything that's happened, like we've seen this season, Adrian's had to play more than we wanted him to with Alisson's injuries and stuff like that. And if Karius is the man that has to step up and do that, I just don't trust him anymore. I really don't. And also to add to that, I think with everything that's happened and all this Besiktas thing, Karius has just said himself that he tried everything for this not to happen and for him not to terminate that contract. And as we say, it has been going on for a long period of time, a matter of months rather than weeks. And you know, I wonder if actually Karius, this is the last thing Karius wanted, and he was happy to see the back of us after what happened, and now he's had to come back. I think he wouldn't want to be at Liverpool himself after everything that's happened. And, you know, it'd be difficult to be at a club knowing that you've got no support from the fans or very little support from the fans. And that's what Karius is walking back into Liverpool with the feeling of, really.
Yeah, just a couple more comments before we go. The Anfield Lark says, guess he's competing for second choice for Adrian. Shane Downey, sell him, get a bit of money. I don't see him playing for us again. I think I agree with that, if we can sell him. And Aegis Dude says, well, honestly, if I would carry us, I'd even play for Watford. Playing with no pay is like a slave. And I think that's an important point of, you know, as much as we're not fans of him, we don't want him near our club, it's entirely fair for the mood that he's made to kind of go, actually, what, I've had enough now. You know, whether Liverpool cover those costs or not is a different thing and something we'll cover later on in the week if things develop. But, you know, to play for a club and not get paid for it, you know, regardless of how much you get paid to do any job, you know, if you're still putting in the shift that you're not getting paid, you know, there's loads of people struggling at the minute, you know, it's not nice, is it?
No, absolutely not. And as I say, that's why I completely understand it and happy that Karius is back and getting, obviously, his wage. And that's good for him now. But as I say, it will be very difficult to see him play for Liverpool again. I don't think he will. I don't think he will ever play for us again. I think, as James Pearce sort of alluded to, I think we'll get rid of him as quick as possible, really. And that's nothing against the man. I just think we've outgrown him.
Yeah. One thing you can guarantee, Jack, is, you know, I joked about at the start of the show, all the Zoom calls, you know, if we were seeing him on there, but I can guarantee Klopp and the boys will welcome him with open arms, won't they?
Absolutely, and that's one of the most brilliant things about the current squad we've got. You know, they're such a tight-knit group, and they will be willing to welcome him back, and you know, despite everything he's done, and there was probably some fallouts after Kiev, but you know, I don't doubt the squad will happily welcome him back with open arms and be there for him during this difficult time till he finds his new club.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much for joining us, Jack, and thank you for guys for watching and listening at home for the second Red Bend News of today. As things develop, we know we'll report it on Wednesday. I think we'll be back on Wednesday, unless anything else breaks. If you are free this afternoon at 4 o'clock, Paul and Chris are back with their Football Manager series. We had episode 2 on Thursday. Today's episode 3. They've got Jadon Sancho in the bag. They've spent all the money. But if you want to entertain yourself for 2 hours, doing a live stream on the main Red Bend YouTube channel at 4 o'clock, to get over there. Keep your comments coming in for all the Karius stuff tonight at some point. I'll reply to as many as I can, and we'll keep the conversation going. Until then, we'll see you on Wednesday. Ta-ra.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.